Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right. Well, last night was quite the long evening in a good way. So today is Tuesday the 3rd. The news broke Sunday. And then yesterday was the normal day. And it did not go the way I wanted. My house did not go the way I wanted. The reception and warm welcome went amazingly well. I don't know how, but I got pink eye. And so I decided to not be at the club at all yesterday. And I was really bummed. I don't want to get anyone sick or pink eye or anything that I've got. So I stayed and from home, but had a meeting with the managers just to like get a handle on like inventory, scheduling, staffing, just make sure that we're starting in a great spot. And so it was good. The team meeting went really well. Scheduled it for 30 minutes and it went about an hour and a half. There was a lot of stuff that I needed to know that they were very good about. So I really appreciated that care and that attention from their side. And then last night, the head manager hosted like an instructor meeting for everyone that was able to make it. And I was able to attend. They invited me to, I guess, share about who I am, what plans are love, my background, what's all happening. It was really good. It was really meaningful. Obviously, when there's a new owner or a bombshell like that, it can be easy to panic, anxious, have a lot of questions, wonder what the future looks like, and get into that fight or flight mode when not the case. And so I had a chance to tell my personal health story, a little bit about my career background and why I'm excited for the business future of the club, this one in particular, and left it open-ended for the hard question, whether people wanted to ask me something really difficult or just very general. And I guess just have that open dialogue. And all in all, there's about, I want to say 17 or 18 instructors. So it's a good number of folks, but everyone's very warm and welcoming. I've had a chance to meet everyone over time, and it's been a solid group. I've really appreciated getting to know them, and it was a good reception. I was really grateful for how it went. Afterwards, caught up with one of the part-time managers that was a little bit late to the call to do some technical difficulties, and had a chance to tell my story to her and get her up to speed, and she had some great ideas as well as to what I can be doing for the members, different segments of our customer base that are underserved right now, some potential upsells we can be doing. So everyone's excited. There's high energy, high engagement. People want to see this thing smoothly and really get better. The prior owner's been great, but after owning something and making something amazing, you kind of just lose your mojo after a little while. If you're stellar and incredible, you kind of lose your rookie edge, if you will. And that's what I'm going to label it. One of the things that the manager recommended, which I took to heart, which is just to do a video of just me addressing the members, giving them peace of mind, because members got questions, instructors got questions, and now the instructors have their questions answered, but members are still like, who is Nathan? What's going on? Are my membership rates going up? Are we doing 10-week challenges? And then 100 other things. And so I thought that was a really good idea. And so after she and I wrapped up at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, that was like 8:45. I finished off in my office to write or make a video of an address to the members, just very basic. Here's who I am. Here's what's happening. Here's why it's happening. Here's what the future looks like. Excited to be here with that. I don't know if I overthink it or not, but I probably did 12 or 14 takes. I spent an hour and a half on a 5-minute video. I wanted to be just right. I wanted to get the messaging right. I wanted it to come from the heart. One of the downsides, I think, is each recording, you kind of wonder like what you said. And so you have to like have notes in front of you. So I probably did too many takes on it. But yeah, this one just to like, hey, I'm genuine. I'm here. I'm available. Here's what's changing. Here's what's not changing. 99% is not changing. And you guys are the reason why I wanted to do it. I'm not here to shake the snow globe and reset what's already people are in love with. And so I just love this place. Like, everyone I talk to when I have a one-on-one convo, like, they tell you about their journey and why they love this barrel. Like, half the time, everyone's tearing up. Either it's me or it's the other person. And, like, they're just a heart for this club. And it's not going anywhere. And I want this to really thrive. And it's going to be incredible. I'm really stoked for it. Yeah, so that's the plan. Today, we're going to be finishing stuff off with papers and signing. The franchisor did the monthly prorated franchise fees. And unfortunately, I have not received any of the franchise revenues. So the bank accounts look a little tight. So I'll do a little bit of playing around to make sure things are looking good on the financials. They are. So, and yeah, I'm just really stoked. And now zipping back to the house. And we're going to close the thing out one way or another. I'm really excited. So that's the state of the state. What I should have done sooner. I should have. Probably within like 2 or 3 hours of the tag team video I did with Sellers, I should have published my own personal video. I waited probably 24 hours in between. And it was a full day of classes. And I should have had like a quick, fast follow up. I think I left people in the dark way too long, wondering what's going on. I want to do that differently. I want to have my own address to the nation style message. Thank you. Grateful. Glad to be here. Here's the game plan. Here's what's happening. Here's where we're going. Let's roll. So I waited too long. 24 hours waited way too long. I should have done an hour, maybe 2 hours top. So I learned from that one. There was no negative sides, no downside, but I'm going to give. That's all we got for today. Let's go close out the paper and keep life moving.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.